Yes, our scripture reading is coming. Thank you. So if you want to open up your Bible, you can, or you can watch the gospel reading for today on the screen. And it's from Mark, the 6th chapter. It's just after John the Baptist has lost his head, literally. And the disciples have come back to Jesus after they've been out on mission trips. So let's hear what happens here. If you move the slide, we'll share this gospel passage. So the apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "That's great, but come away to a deserted place by yourselves and rest for a while. For so many were coming and going, they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. And as he went ashore, Jesus saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. And when they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. And when they got out of the boat, the people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard that he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed." Well, so, change your words, change your life, is how we've been talking here for a couple weeks in this theme. And there we go. So you get your ticket for the day, and invite you again to take some extra to pass around. So one of the emphases in the series is this, that we can live our lives on purpose, right? You don't have to just live like from one thing to the next, just reacting to everything. You can live on purpose and choose, for instance, what words you speak to yourself and the words you speak to others. That can be on purpose. We're not victims of circumstances. The good news is we're free in Christ, and we're free to decide how we're going to talk about what's happening in our lives and in all around us. That's why those church members at Mother Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston have had such an impact, I think, because you notice how they chose to use words of grace and peace and forgiveness to praise God in the midst of their tragedy and not just let what happened control them. In fact, God has set us so free, we're free to choose to be enslaved by stuff if we want to be, right? Kind of like, you know, you're listening to a radio station, and I can't stand the sound of that, I hate that sound, like you can't change it, you know? Of course, you change the frequency. And by the way, that's an important thing in this thing. There's a frequency that is part of our life. We are energy. That's what we are. And when you do certain things, you can raise that energy level and feel better. So, and in biblical times, people understood this. And they understood that the words you speak had energy to them. So, for instance, words had the power to bless people, and words had the power to curse people. They knew that. They understood that. And so we get to choose those and what we focus on. Now, please repeat with me these words for our Bible passage of the week. "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Aren't those great words? Psalm 118, by the way, was the psalm that we used for the Sharing God's Abundance campaign. And so this is what God has in mind for us. So, you know, some people go, "Well, what's the purpose of my life?" And we can get so caught in working so hard at that, because sometimes we think our purpose is to work hard to achieve things and accomplish things, right? Well, you know what your purpose is? Joy. Joy. Pure and simple, our purpose in living is joy. That's what God wants for us. And so, you know, we tend to lose track of that joy when we're running around trying to achieve and accomplish all sorts of things and thinking it's all up to us to get things to happen. We lose awareness of God's presence in the present moment, guiding us empowering us. And but you know, there are those moments when you can get pretty caught in the moment. How good are you guys at living in the present moment? Well, not a lot of hands going up. Let me tell you this. You actually, all of you, are 100% excellent at living in the present moment. You know why? You can't live anywhere else. You are in the moment, and that's the only place we ever have is right now, right here, right now. That's all God gives us. You don't live in the past. You don't live in the future. You live now, in this moment. This is the day the Lord has made. Yeah. And but the challenge, I guess, is how much do you enjoy living in the present moment, right? And there are times for us all when we can get so caught up in the moment that we lose track of time. Have you have that happen to you? Everybody does. And it's a lot easier to experience joy in those moments when, for instance, it's like this, an alpine lake. Like at Holden Village up in the Cascade Mountains, it's a Lutheran retreat center that's just the most awesome place. I'd love to take a busload of you up there sometime. And you can go hike up into the hills and experience the incredible beauty of that place and then come back down to dinner and a totally organic meal. They're so good at that. And then you can sit in the 30-person hot tub that overlooks the snow-capped mountains for the whole night and just enjoy the moment. And it's like you want it to last forever. Or if you love fly fishing, you know, and you can just be there and just cast away. And you lose track of time just with the rhythm of casting. Just an incredible thing that happens. Like that movie, A River Runs Through It, right? That kind of experience of just being present in the joy of the moment. Or when the end of the day out of a vacation day and you're on the lake and you can just sit there with your drink in hand and friends around you and family and enjoy the sunset. Just that moment of just being present to what is. That's pretty easy. Or when you get caught in a conversation with a friend and it just goes so intensely long and you just lose track of time. My staff tells me I do that way too much. Lose track of time. Because I like talking to people. That's just how it is. Well, or how about this? You know, when you're at a party, when you're dancing at a wedding, I mean, you just lose track of time and you just wild abandon breaks loose for people and they celebrate. Last night we celebrated Cecil and Pat Tidwell's 56th wedding anniversary. So we actually downed a whole bottle of that champagne in there. I'm sure we got in trouble for it, but they were just celebrating. We all celebrated, not just the campaign, but that. It was so cool. And they talked about their stories about what got them through 56 years together. It was rather powerful. Or this, when you're just with your friends and telling jokes and having a good time. Those kind of moments, they're like joy in the present moment that you just wish would last forever, right? So, but it's a little challenging, though, those moments when you have struggles to face and challenges to face. Things hit your life like crises. And Eckhart Tolle wrote a book called A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life Purpose. How many of you have read this book? It's good. Yeah, some of you have seen this. At any rate, he says this about ducks. He said, ducks are a good illustration for us about dealing with the immediate things in our lives. If I can find the page now. Okay. Lost my little name, my tag here. Well, I can just tell you the story. What ducks do, he said, when they are in the midst of a fight, two ducks can be fighting violently with each other, and when they're done, they just separate, and they just flap their wings. And then it's done. It's like nothing has happened, and they get on with the next thing. And Eckhart says, if they were humans, you know what they'd be doing? They go, boy, he came in within 5 inches of me on purpose. He was just trying to get my goat, you know. And if, you know, the next time I see him, boy, he's probably thinking of something already to get me again, and I'm going to be ready for him, right? Human beings, we just get so caught in all that stuff. He said, just think what a mess ducks' lives would be if they had human minds doing that kind of stuff. He says, the only time that we have any power and when we get settled into this is to get settled back into the present moment, which is the only moment we have. And but you know, because we get into such pressure thinking our lives are about achieving and accomplishing and worrying about stuff, sometimes we'll say, well, let's finally enjoy our life when Friday comes, right? Or let's really finally enjoy our lives when the last kid has graduated, right? Or we'll finally enjoy ourselves when we get the house in order just the way we want it. Or sometimes we'll finally enjoy our life when we retire, right? Well, the challenge is this. The Bible says something different. This is the day the Lord has made. This day. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So when are we to enjoy our lives? When? Yeah, say that again. That's it. That's it. Because this is the moment that the Lord gives us and no other. We're never in any moment except the present moment, right? Just keep that in mind. And so the challenge for us, of course, is staying in that moment. And the deal is we have opportunities to do that every day. When you come to worship, by the way, this is a great thing that you've done because, as I said, your vibrational frequencies can be raised just by showing up here. When you're in praise and prayer of God, you get more into that moment, and we practice by coming to worship being in the moment with God's power, not our own. All right? And so that happens. You don't even have to have mimosas to do that, you know? How many of you have a spiritual practice that you use fairly regularly, that you use to help you get focused on the present? Okay, good. Well, I want to share one with you that has worked really quite well for me over many years, that was given to me. And it's an exercise that you'll never have to do again if you don't want to, but I'm going to invite you, just humor me, even if it seems stupid for a minute. And I'm going to invite you to do something that's based on another set of words from Psalm 46, "Be still and know that I am God." It's a little exercise that you could use to start your day, if you wished, or some other time of the day when you need to just get recentered and refocused in the moment with God. So I'm going to invite you to just kind of get your feet grounded on the floor as best you can. Get yourselves comfortable in your pews. Fasten your seat belts. No, I'm kidding. And I'm going to invite you to, if you wish, close your eyes and just take a few deep breaths. Inhale the breath of life. Exhale unnecessary tensions. Inhale the breath of life that God gives you, without which you would not even be alive. Exhale what's ever unuseful and let it go to Him. Inhale and let it go. And continue to breathe that way. And as you do, I'm going to invite you to start focusing first on your feet. And if there's any unnecessary tension or sensations in your feet, notice it briefly. And let your feet hear this message from God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. And it may be that some of the tension can drift away from your feet like puffs of clouds, and drift away on the air, leaving your feet a bit more at ease. But whatever happens is just right for you. Be still. And then the calves and the shins of your legs, just notice them briefly and any unnecessary sensations there. And let this part of your legs hear this message from God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still, relax, and know that I am God, the God who created you, the God who cares for you in every moment. Be still. And it may be that this part of your legs might relax a bit as bits of that tension drift away like puffs of clouds, perhaps, leaving you a bit more at ease. Whatever happens, though, is just right. And then your hamstrings and quads, the upper part of your legs, just notice any unnecessary tensions or sensations there. And let them hear this message again from God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still let go, relax, and know that I am God. And it may be that the upper part of your legs can relax a bit as if tensions were drifting away like puffs of clouds in the air. Be still. And the trunk of your body, any unnecessary sensations there, just notice them briefly. And let them hear this message. Be still and know that I am God. Be still, relax, let go, and know that I am God. And it may be that some of those tensions can drift away like puffs of clouds on the air, leaving you just a bit more at ease. Whatever happens is just right. Be still. And your stomach, both the walls of your stomach, inside of your stomach, and the abdomen, the muscles, the abs, notice any unnecessary sensations there. Let them hear the same message. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Relax. Let go and know that I am God. And it may be that some of those sensations can drift away like puffs of clouds, leaving you just a bit more at ease, more deeply at ease in this moment. Be still. And the chest and the shoulders that can carry so much weight some days may be able to lighten up a bit. As you let them hear this message, be still and know that I am God. Be still. Let go and know that I am God. Perhaps allowing some sensations to drift away like puffs of clouds in the air, leaving you a bit more at ease. And then your back, all the way from the waist up to the neck. Notice any unnecessary sensations there. And let those hear the same message. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Let go. And know that I am God, the God who cares for you always, in every moment. And it may be that some of those tensions can drift away like puffs of clouds, leaving you a bit more at ease. But whatever happens is just right for you. Be still. Then the arms from the shoulders all the way down to the hands that sometimes can be tense from holding on to life so much, perhaps they can let go a bit and turn things over as they hear this message. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Relax. Know that I am God. And again, maybe your hands and arms can feel a bit more at ease as you let those things drift away like puffs of clouds on the air. And then from the back of your neck all the way over to the top of your scalp, around your eyes, your forehead, any unnecessary tensions, around your jaw, your mouth, notice any unnecessary sensations. And let them just hear this message. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Know that I am God. And it may be that this part of you, your face, your scalp, your jaw, can relax a bit more as you let some tensions drift away like puffs of clouds. Whatever happens, just right. And then inside our heads, sometimes the thoughts can still be spinning like rats in a rat cage, keeping us away from being in this moment. So as you notice those thoughts spinning in your head that are there this morning, I'm going to invite you to pray the simple prayer that everyone knows, the Jesus prayer, simply the name Jesus. And I'm going to invite you to repeat that prayer to Jesus over and over and over again, and imagining that you're putting all of these unnecessary thoughts on the altar for him, letting them spin out of the top of your head and onto the altar where Jesus is glad to receive them from you. So repeat aloud first with me, and then slowly, quieter, take the name and the prayer of Jesus into yourself. So first aloud, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Until it's a silent prayer within you, addressing those thoughts. And if your mind drifts, just bring it back gently to the prayer, Jesus. And when you're ready, you can give thanks for any peace of mind and heart that you've experienced, and gently return back to this room and to this present moment. And when you're ready, you can just open your eyes. And if you've gone to sleep, that's fine too. Well, that's yours to take or leave. And if it's useful for you, I invite you to use it as I do every morning, just briefly for 5 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever works, or some other exercise that works for you to remind you that this is the day the Lord has made right here, right now. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And let us enjoy living in this present moment where God has placed us lovingly, gracefully, and joyfully, this moment where God is now.